five changes which are only good. I haven't made any changes to these reports at the back circulated.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And
yeah.
I actually see that my changes have just are in this room.
The C is a sessional report. That's what they call the annual report.
Where is it?
It's towards the back.
It's at the back.
It's about two-thirds down. So it's big, it's like this. It's just what's called the annual report. Everything we did last year.
It's a long document in our back.
All right. Do you want us to read through it, or are we happy that we just see if there are any amendments and we move on? I'm not sure I'm happy to do that. I'm not personally worried. I know that I read this thing a hell of a long time ago before we made a further amendment. And it just records what we did last year. Have you got any amendments to this one?
To the end report.
No, nothing?
No.
Session.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else got any changes? How many votes do we have?
One. This date, I scheduled for 17th April.
30th.
It's with regards to the weather service bill. It's fine to say scheduled, it just never happened.
Yeah.
So we can still pass it. We can still pass it in its current form. But it's
what is it, an agenda item or?
It's merely.
Yeah, what is it?
I guess that means
the adoption that they.
The report
process.
That the report of the process in which we haven't.
Yeah.
You can still. You can just change that to say still to be shed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also on the membership of the committees. They still list Mr. Mangena as member of this committee.
Where is that?
Membership of the committee.
Who is Mangena?
Azap.
He's not in parliament anymore. Giving us members who don't exist. Okay, this was last year, so Mr. Ferguson is not here yet. Discharge Winger appointed. That seems good. Okay, with those few amendments, we're happy to pass the bill?
Yep.
Pass the report?
I'll propose it.
You propose it? Seconder is Mr. Montevideo. One down. Now, let's look at the oversight report. These are your. Did you give copies to the members of the Scotland?
The white paper
we stand because did you give the other amendment again from the Okay. So what you need to do is get a stack one page, get four members so we can do it. We won't pass that today, we'll do it next time. People can go and read that. All right, the oversight visit, that was last year's oversight visit. I think Ms. Dawood and Mr. Watts, Dr. Watts, drafted this. If it's just an observation of what happened, then it's fine. I don't see any recommendations. Any amendments here? Yeah, actually we must be careful here.
You know, this thing has been fractured there.
Yeah, the end here, committee's observation. I don't think we should say we're satisfied with the hotel. I think we should say committee that noted the proposed hotel development through park.
Hotel?
Yeah, I don't think we must ever say we're satisfied.
No, we must.
Because we're careful. Noted the proposed hotel development of the Kruger. And await
Chair, we're still struggling to find that page.
Oh, sorry, my friend. It's right at the back.
Page
15. Page 15. It's the right page.
Well, we move anti-clockwise.
No, no, we're doing the thick reports first. Then we get to the minutes. Minutes are not.
What is your second one?
These reports are the ones that may get published in the.
The one that's for the one.
Yeah. Page 15, you got it?
Yeah.
So instead of saying the portfolio committee was satisfied, we say noted the proposed hotel development of the Kruger National Park.
Okay. Not satisfied.
Park.
The committee?
I was going to say, and await. Await the results of a full EIA process. Not that result as explained by the department. Okay? Portfolio Committee noted the proposed hotel development of the Kruger National Park and await the results of a full EIA process as explained by the department. I think that's more neutral. The full possible impact of the proposed development will be scrutinized during the EIA process. Further, the committee is of the view that stakeholders must participate fully in the EIA, that park authorities and developers engage openly during the participation process. Similarly, the committee was impressed by the way in which Mongolia Wetland Authority is managing the wetlands surrounding areas of the jurisdiction, considering the limited. The committee also appreciates the efforts of the park authority using the world status of the park to mobilize international funding. Say the committee is impressed by the way impressed with the developmental model, developmental conservation model. The developmental conservation model implemented by the Isis-Mangaliso Wetland Park Authority and the manner in which it was managed in the wetland area. Because it's the model that really impresses us, not just the management. Management is one thing, but the model that they're following with, you know, the way they interact with the communities and so on and so on, that's really been the impression. You all got that? So it's similarly, the committee was impressed with the developmental conservation model implemented by the Isis-Mangaliso Wetland Park and the manner in which it was managing da-da-da. Then the recommendations, the committee recommended that the department, capital letter, and Bushveld Bridgewater brief the committee on the findings and recommendations of the due diligence report. The committee needs to track the status and time frames proposed by the two water boards in terms of which two. The meetings in Mpumalanga provide an overview of the turnaround strategy of the board and performance of the market in Koba. It is therefore necessary to recommend the track progress. How's that different from the previous one? Can't we just take out the second bullet? Because it's a repeat in the third one, isn't it? The third one is to track the projected strategies and of all these, not of all of. So we changed that the meeting in Mpumalanga provided an overview of the turnaround strategy of the Boshelo and Bushbuck Ridge water boards, the performance of Nkomati and the performance of Nkomati and Koba. Then the Financial Committee to track progress of the projected strategy and time frame for these entities. Then you can take out the second bullet. Following the EIS process on proposal telling Kruger Valley, therefore Minister considers whether the ground is right or not, that the committee receives a briefing. Issues from the issue where the council receive a greater funding allocation. Oh, recommend that Issues from the issue receives a greater funding allocation from the department, which is a departmental budget.
Which is
okay. Yeah. Okay, I think that's, and then the rest is just factual, so we don't, I don't worry about that. Everyone happy with those amendments?
Happy.
Lovely. Can I get a mover with these amendments? Mr. Skosana, Shaker, Mr. Morgan. Excellent. Thank you. Okay, now. Now it's going to go quick. Minutes. Are there any other reports?
There are.
I know this climate change one. This climate change one, I've asked Scott. I haven't actually. I've read this one and made some changes. But I've asked Scott to also do a one page of these hearings we just had, which we would want to attach here to give one report on all of it. So. Apparently that hasn't been circulated to you, so the one page will be he's already drafted it. It will be circulated. And then what we'll do is I'll put this on the agenda first meeting we come back next time so we can then pass it and while the hearings are still fresh in our members. Okay, so that one is not there. So let's go to the minutes. The first one.
Yeah.
Any changes to this minute? No changes? 25th of January? 2011? This is a whole year and a half ago.
Gudja was still there, no?
Huh?
I'm sorry, by the way, Gudja was still there.
Yeah, no, she was. before Cope. The Cope made the movement. It's a legacy. Hey, you lucky. Next year, this time when we do these minutes, you may not be. Okay, I just want to follow it up here.
One minute.
Everyone happy with that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the next minute is on the 26th of January, 2011. Everyone happy with that?
Page 3, minor.
Page 3.
Grammar. In the 1, 2, 3, fourth line. Committee which is presented with an approved draft.
Everyone happy? We can pass this.
Pass it.
Have we got a mover? There's Charlie, Shaker, Mr. Morgan. Charlie's always good. Charlie's one diligent man. Charlie's my voting sidekick. He's always there. On the. This is also the 26th.
There's
two of them. Oh, it's an argument. Okay. Also the 26th. Everyone happy with this one? Any changes? Fine. A mover? Mover, Mr. Morgan. A shaker, Mr. Skosana. Okay, then on the we met a lot. The 27th of January. Anyone have any changes on the minute of the 27th of January? Fine.
No. On the attendance.
Yes.
Jude is listed prior to us having apologized and also having attended.
No, we'll take out the apology. She's attended. Thank you, Mr. Matebe. You're awake today. Yeah, you hope is part of it. That trip to the hospital helped you. A mover, Mr. Matebe, you so and Charlie, a shaker. Right, the 16th of February. Everyone happy with it?
No.
16th February? You got it? Okay. Mover? Mr. Skosana, shaker, Mr. Morgan. February 22. Did apologize. And didn't attend. A mover? Mover, Mr. Matebe, and Mr. Morgan is the shaker. February 23. He may have come there, but it's usually for lunch, so
yeah.
That doesn't count. Maybe you should put there, came for lunch. Mr. Grayling.
Yeah.
He's attended and he's
apologized.
Okay. Mover. Shaker, Mr. Morgan, and Charlie. Right, that's the 23rd. Then the next one is the 3rd, the 4th, the 8th, the 15th, the
16th.
Oh, it's the public hearings on the green paper. Okay. Is this what we do, that we give a summary of the submission? I mean, this is what they expect. I mean, it's such a waste of time because, I mean all that you've minuted is actually just say report attached. So submission attached. You see, the problem I always have with summarizing a submission is Mr. Morgan would want to say something. He may find something different that's interesting in the submission than I find. So once you start putting things in a submission, then you have to actually go to ask everyone, okay, now what did you find? It becomes a mix. I prefer, I must say, if people come and give us submissions and so on, the most neutral way of minuting is just by saying submission attached or input attached. Then anyone who wants to go and look at it and go and make their own assessment. If we make decisions about it, you know, we say we want a further report, and so, okay, we can report that. I actually think we must do it like that in the future. And it may become bulky, but it's a filing system thing for you. You must create a filing system. I mean, you take whatever you like this stuff, maybe thick submissions, you put it in a file, you do the minute by saying attach, 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 then that file is your minute of the meeting. It's the most neutral way. Because if we were to go here, look like man earth. The submission comment is on policy. I mean, we don't buy. We don't have much time you're wasting in your life doing all this stuff. Is there a format the way Parliament wants to see these minutes? Is there a format that the way the Parliament wants to see these minutes? Parliament does it like this. Problem is, like, I mean, yeah, you say the input's given on the green paper. So what things do we pull out of the green paper to put in the minutes?
It actually makes it harder for us to write recommendations. Mm-hmm. Too much to consider.
Yeah. So I think what you must do is that as a committee we agree that if there's a submission or a input that was given, that we don't summarize it. We just say input was delivered by so and so, copy attached. If it's a lot of thick stuff, as I said, then you create the minutes by files.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shorter ones, like these single ones, that way we just have a very short minute, that you can just do then in one file. As long as it's for you to create your own filing system. I mean, for me, I never check these minutes again. Yes.
I saw the recent this Republic of hearing, and not that kind of, I must be apologized, but none of my name is that.
But you were there, Charlie, weren't you?
Yeah, you were there.
Any case, this is over a few days, so I think we should just put all... I mean, Hilda wasn't apologizing all the time. She did it came somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Amita did it then.
Yeah, let's put it in
there. There goes. When she goes back and wants to look at her handiwork, she can see she was there. All right, so what we'll do is we'll pass these minutes like this.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, it becomes very subjective if one starts pulling out things in a submission. And it creates unnecessary stress. Rather just give away to people. And also we don't put in questions. I mean, Mr. Morgan asked this, Mr. Blana asked this. We don't. What we do is that if there are decisions or recommendations, those are the only things you record. Okay? It makes your life easier. But also what that does mean is that you must always be fit. You must always be helpful. Okay, so let's just see who... someone with all those hearings. Mr. Morgan and seconder, Ms. Manganya. June 29,
page 2.
2, yes.
Second paragraph.
Second paragraph.
Second line. Where they say the sanitation targets were achieved in 2008. Although the budget system was still prevalent in some provinces. So, this is a true reflection. The target was achieved.
Remember, the target wasn't 90%. So, it's plausible that it's achieved.
You see, this is the input from the department. So, they may have said. Remember that graph of theirs shows upwards and then from. 209 starts dipping. But 208 could have been in it.
It could have been.
The one that I'm not sure about is HIV and AIDS have been reduced. Reduced from what? And why would they tell us about, why would our department speak about HIV and AIDS? I think take out the HIV and AIDS. I can't see why they would have reported on that. Okay. Anything else? Okay, with that amendment, a mover? Skosana and Mr. Matebe. James Skosana. J.J. Cosano and Pete Matera. Well, I spelled your name with a D. I always used to spell your name with a T.
It's like Afrikaans, man.
Yeah, but I thought so. And then when I started in this committee at some stage, you spoke to me and you said, no, so I said, is it a D? You said, no, D. Now, I've been saying Pete all the time. She comes to me and says, hey, Pete is insulted. You must put a T, you know. I said, fine. I didn't know he's a Boere Piet. A Boere Piet.
I still remember that I just Piet Niemand van Nerys.
Piet Niemand van Nerys. That's like a yeah, yes, no.
There's no
yeah, no.
From nowhere.
Yeah, no, well, fine. 17th August. Piet from Letuli.
And
also
with my name,
also
and
the
she's right, I'm
doing
that.
You just disappeared.
Inside
you just disappeared. We'll put you in.
Always forgot my name.
Inside
you must please not let Charlie keep disappearing.
What,
17 August?
No, he was in China.
He was not there.
He was at his home, which is Newcastle. Newcastle.
Newcastle, China. Where?
In USA. Okay, 17 August. Any amendments except Charlie added? All right. Mover? Mr. Morgan. Shaker, JJ. That's fine. Hey, we get into August already, folks. We're moving. Another August. Hey, I immediately see Charlie's left out again.
See, my name is not the part of this committee.
Come to your mistake. Means he was not there.
I think
always
not there.
Always the Peter, not the in the meeting. Then now the Peter name always the inside. He is the Rutuli house can interfere through me.
What you must learn is,
I learn, yes.
You must get, if you want to be in the minutes,
but
you must be friendly with the secretary. That's what you must learn, my friend. You must bring her flowers now and then. That's the only way you're going to be in the minute. We leave you
not
out
there
otherwise.
And he hasn't apologized.
You see, this is the problem here. I'm the part to the Rutuli house again.
Yeah.
Like you.
No, you're not part of the Rutuli house. You're part of
Newcastle and China. I always look in the fourth page, my name, not the inside. I agree. Yeah.
Okay, Charlie can't move this because his name's not here. Pete, will you move? You were there, mover?
Without Charlie's name.
With Charlie.
With Charlie?
Yeah.
No, I can't move it. Well,
okay,
I know
JJ. Move on. Okay.
You can't leave your brother.
You must go and check this stuff for me. Why?
The
Charlie is delicious.
The one that is
like in September.
The one that is not there must be Comrade Mackel.
No, but I'm always here. They can't just write my name.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there.
Time, only 2 times I see.
Hello,
sir.
You meeting when I'm
there. Tell me what is it?
It's a mistake.
You are editor. Always.
Yeah.
Charlie, I think what happened was you gave a general apology. And
yes.
The one who gave a general apology is always around.
I tell you, you must be friendly with the secretary. Your name will be in. Mover of the 7th September, mover.
The 7th. Charlie's not there also on the 7th.
We add him, don't worry.
Charlie.
As Mr. Morgan quite correctly says, what is definitive is the register, not the minute. But the problem is we do adopt the minute, so
yes.
What I think we must give a general instruction to Chileka that you must go back, look at the thing and change it accordingly, okay?
Yes.
And if there's a problem with people, then they need to come and see me and the committee gives me a mandate to deal with, okay? So we're going to check the register. Yes. All right, so move over 7.
And move. Yes.
11 October. Hey, Charlie, you there?
You are back.
You're back. All right. Mover? Mover?
Yes, I'm Mover.
Yeah. 18th October. Hey, Charlie, now you're making the headlines, man. You're just there all the time.
No, he was back.
Back from your Chinese trip, Charlie.
I
move it. I think Charlie wants to move this one. Charlie, you want to move this one? Charlie, move. With his honor, and Garrett. 18? And
not
a fail. 19th of October. Charlie, you make it now all the time.
Yeah.
Charlie, you want to move this one again? Yes, Charlie wants to move.
Yeah.
Who wants to? Garrett? Thanks, Charlie. You're moving. Now that you're here, you're moving them rapidly.
Peter, you must move. You have to go away so you're not here.
Not here. Check the minute.
1 November.
There.
I must say, Pete being here all the time is fishy.
Yeah,
it's very fishy, Pete being here every meeting.
He's a lucky man. I was there.
No.
How many bouquets of flowers did you get?
Every Monday.
This
is a problem, yeah.
This is what Pete does. He has my attendance for the week. Okay, the 1st of November. Transitions away. Mover, JJ and Gareth, Charlie there, luckily. Second November, Mover, Gareth and Charlie. The 9th of November.
Correction to the last page. Spelling of McLiffin's name. L-I-E-S-S-E-R-I-N-K. Liffin.
Oh, Liffin.
I second it.
Is that amendment? Mover? Garrett?
Okay.
JJ?
Okay.
15 November. November, you move, thank you. And Shaker Jane. Thank you, Jane. 16 November, Ms. Bengu. Shaker Pitt, thank you.
And then
it's the other report. Okay, so we've got to November now. It's very let's first see these minutes. As we said, we're going to check the attendance register again, and let's try and sort it out. Although for me, it's not a big thing. Then, secondly, what we've got out of this is we're going to draft the minutes differently from now. When they submission to you, attach that and just record that. If there's any instructions that come out of that. Otherwise, all you say is da-da-da-da, like so-and-so made a submission, then you say submission noted, so that it's neutral. We don't say anything about it. People go and look in the future and look at this report, then they think we as a committee found that was the important stuff out of the report, which obviously we can't make any assessments like that. Okay. So we'll do that from now on like that. Then I need you to urgently go and do the other minutes so that we get it up to date. The first meeting we come back, we then pass that plus the white paper, the report on the white paper and the implementation here. That, as I said, will give you another extra draft. But please feel free to look at that and amend it. A lot of the things I said in my speech we put in there, because that's the kind of things we agreed as a committee. So if you feel that there's more things there, please. So we sort that report out, so that'll be good. And then, obviously, whatever reports come out of this next period, as we go on the oversight visit, then we'll do that. Anyone want to say anything about the reports and so on?
Can I say, that I thought they were very well drafted, in general.
I must say.
I read a lot of, everyone, a lot of ministers in Parliament. Those ministers are generally very good.
They're good, but we want to give you less work. Okay? Yeah, I know, you know, she sits the whole December. The whole December she sits and sits and does minutes to try and catch up on the things, because during the week she's always busy. So we must make it a bit easier. Alright, the oversight trip is starting to come together. It looks like, obviously, the Lesotho thing we have to drop, because they say they can't get us there even with a helicopter. Now, when I read the letter, I had visions of where this place must be, because if you can't even get there with a helicopter, I thought it must be interesting. But they've, you know, what we will do is we'll try and see if we can fit something in the year, because I do think with all these political things and so on, it may be good that they see we're doing oversight and that we do come there and look at this land. So we'll put it in somewhere. So what I'll finalize this, I've just received this on my desk this morning, so I'll just go and look at the reshuffling. But basically what we will do now is we'll go and look at the West Rand, the acid mine drainage, you know, where they're now pumping the water out. Hopefully by the time we get there, no water will be spilling over anymore. Now that's a good story, so we would want to see that and want to see how they're doing that. And then I don't know much about the Walter Sisulu Botanical Gardens, but apparently it's very nice, so we're going to have a look at that and how Sandby does botanical gardens and so on. And then we'll travel to Limpopo, Pitt's World, and we'll look at some treatment plants now. I don't know if any of you received this document today. It's where's Vembe? Is it close to Mapungubwe?
Yeah.
The Vembe municipality.
Close. It's in Venda.
And it's not too far from Mapungubwe?
No, it's not far.
Okay. Because it looks to me that the worst municipality in the country is Vembe with its water treatment plants. So what we're going to go and see is a few water treatment plants to see what are they doing. Now there they... We want to see bad ones. We don't want to see good ones.
Mm.
So we're going to look at one or two in Vembe, okay? Treatment plants. And then, of course, we'll be in Mapungubwe on the weekend, so we can relax a bit. Then on the Monday, the department is coming to brief us on the mining issues in that area. You know the problems between them. And, of course, we'll get Sandparks to come and give us a further briefing on the rhinos.
Which day?
This will start around the 17th, 18th of July. So those 2 weeks that they've put aside for oversight. So we'll probably travel on the Tuesday. We were going to travel on the Monday, but now that we're not going to the city, we'll probably travel on the Tuesday. And so on. But as I said, I'll finalize this today. It'll be the Tuesday or the Wednesday. So we'll do those stuff. On the weekend, we had Mapungubwe. Monday, we're doing the briefings from the department. Then on the 23rd, the next day, we're going to go and look at the Eskom renewable energy and efficiency projects in Lephalale. What is it? Did you speak to them? What plant is it? The plants we want to go and see is those ones that were demonstrated at COP17. I thought that Lephalale is quite far north. I don't think there's renewable plants there.
That's in Madupi. North and Kutila. It's actually south of Mapungubwe. I don't know if there's any renewable energy.
As I say, we're visiting Eskom there.
We must get
some clarity on this. Okay?
No,
because if it's...
It's probably to Madupi.
Madupi. Yeah, but it's renewable energy. Will they have renewable energy?
Lephalale.
Let's make sure that this is what we're looking at. Tell them they demonstrated two of their sites at COP17. And one of those we want to go and see. If this is in the area we are, where we're traveling, I mean, if we go and... I mean, how far is Madupi's development?
Yeah,
quite
well, it would come
is it worth seeing?
Later next. Amazing. It's one of the biggest construction projects in the world.
Worth seeing it.
A pop in? Yeah.
Pop in. Just
on the way, it's on the way back from up in Google.
Yeah.
We'll drive close to it.
Okay, well, we'll do a pop in there and then we'll go to ESCOM. Okay. That distance. But we'll be traveling down to Pretoria.
Yeah, but from Mabunguwe to Lephalale, it's more or less 450 km.
So you're saying that's enough for one day?
Mm. In which direction?
South. We'll be coming down.
South.
Mm.
Well,
maybe when it's over after.
Anyway, I'll sort it out now that I can, I at least now I can talk to you at the distance.
Mm.
Okay. I suppose we can also fly from Petersburg, the old Petersburg, what is it called?
Polokwane.
Maybe we can fly from there to Pretoria, maybe.
Pete might know better. Would it be better to go from up and go back to Polokwane and then fly to Oatamba?
No. We rather drive to Lephalale,
mm-hmm.
and then I mean from Mapungubwe.
And
so well, from OR Tambo to Lephalale. It's even far than the same distance from Lephalale.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna go and find out where this renewable energy thing is,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll decide accordingly. Let's not add this.
But to me, I think it would be better to drive from Mabunguwe to Lephalale, and then from there drive back to Polokwane and fly to Oatamba.
But in any case, what we're going to do is, whatever we do, is we'll fly from Polokwane. I don't think we must spend long hours on the road.
Yeah,
we'll all get irritated, and it'll be, it's winter, and if it's a cold day in a car, like a child. And then the last 3 days we'll spend again in Pretoria engaging the two departments on the kind of issues we don't have time to discuss, you know, with the usual thing. We'll do it on the Wednesday and the Thursday. Then the Friday we'll see if Minister and the DGs can meet with us, if there are any things the committee want to say to the Minister. Like last time we tried, but she got sick, remember. And then the Friday morning we'll finish and people can then fly home on the Friday afternoon. So that's more or less the program. You will have a bit of a seeing of Mapungubwe on the weekend and then these other bits and pieces. Okay. Then I have, Chileka has spoken to the Chinese desk in Pretoria about the possibility of looking at a trip to China in September. The only problem is they're not keen, the Pretoria desk, because the Chinese are preparing for their big communist gathering. When was it? Around October. So at the moment they're not very keen on getting people there and spending time. I suppose it's like Pitt and Letuliao too. Got a lot of talking to do there. Got a lot of talking to do in Beijing, so you can't take people all over the country now, you know. You must be close to Beijing when the conference happens.
Yeah.
So we'll see how far we get with it. I haven't given up. We said, but can we get someone in the Chinese embassy to speak to? So that we can see if there's... I in any case want to speak to them on the program that has been set out by Jane and Gareth, see what that looks like and whatever other suggestions they make. So even if we don't go in September, what other things we want to do. Okay. So that one is also on the books. Then Gareth is leaving tomorrow and Bundile and the sport Ferguson is leaving Monday. Sunday, Monday. Okay, so you'll find Gareth there as well. He is been there a lot at these conferences, so he'll always be able to guide the field. So I know these conferences are really, I find them very tedious myself in the sense that you travel and you don't know where things are, and up and down. Because it's huge, you know, thousands of people. So it's important that you do link up with Gareth when you get there, just so that he can show you the ropes, okay? After these things can be there.
Yeah.
And there's a few places in the Rio you must be careful of. Some of our areas here are rough, but some of these overseas towns are really rough. I mean, the thing about Rio, you drive there, you can drive, I think we drove for 40 kilometers, and we just drove next to informal settlements all the time. Just one huge, they call them falelas or falelas. Favelas. So, any guys enjoy us, though, and you guys can represent us well. And then we can send Charlie and someone else to Qatar, to the desert, in the end of the year. They got the nice trip, Charlie, to Rio. When we go to the desert, you're the only one that hasn't gone on a trip, so
no,
I think we'll have to send you to the desert.
You can send me to China.
China!
You do business on the side.
No, my approach to China is that I want the whole committee to go. Our committee hasn't spent a single cent on oversight trips, so I want the whole committee. Then lastly, I don't want this yet to be public and so on. Okay. Well, our meeting is over. Could we ask you just to step outside for a minute? Sorry, man. This is not important. It's something just is for the committee. Thank you very much, my friend.
That's leaving his...
No, we're going to finish him. Is his tape...
Yeah.
No wonder he's keen to...
Sure, yeah, copy.